Afghanistan counts the cost of a deadly assault. Religious defamation efforts raise red flags. And a ministry readies growth to Nicaragua for 2012. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. 11 people are dead following yesterday's suicide bombing at a UN guest house in Kabul, Afghanistan. The world community is denouncing the attacks. The increasing violence is a concern to Cure International. Cure's Aaron Kartz is why.
Cure International runs a 90-bed hospital and a large outpatient clinic in Kabul. We employ about 300 staff members, many of whom we are training to take on leadership roles in the hospital, in the community, and in their nation.
With the recent violence, are CURE staff members safe?
Thankfully, CURE personnel have remained, and their family members, as far as we know, safe. Though, obviously, for those coming and going every day, security continues to be, and their safety continues to be, a major concern.
CURE's treatment of disabled kids and training Afghan medical professionals continues. As it does, pray many will begin asking important life questions and that the team will be ready with life-changing answers. Next, the Organization of the Islamic Conference, a 56-nation bloc of Islamic countries, has a long game in view. For 10 years, they've pressed the United Nations to adopt non-binding resolutions condemning the defamation of religion. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
the laws that have been used by these nations to prevent Muslims from turning to Jesus Christ in faith or for the practice of Christianity openly will be validated by the United Nations.
Precedent is laying the foundation for something much worse.
Pray on behalf of the 100 million Christians around the world who would be impacted directly by this UN resolution becoming part of the UN charter and protocols.
Mueller's campaigning against yet another passage of the resolution. Why?
The validation of these anti-conversion laws will be just a horrible reality for Christians to have to face. I mean, imagine a government saying, we can persecute you, and look, the UN says everything we're doing is okay. That's really what we're here to fight against.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Anti-Christian opposition came in the form of a warning for a literacy teacher and church leader in India. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says their partner Rakesh reported extremists burned a small church to the ground this month. That's obviously disrupting classes, which not only teaches illiterates how to read and write, but shares the love of Jesus. Ask God to protect Rakesh and to provide a new meeting place to allow the literacy classes to continue. Next, Grace Ministries International is looking to expand their ministry into Nicaragua. GMI missionaries from Costa Rica, Nicaragua's neighboring country, recently led a team of 11 members for 9 days in Nicaragua. They saw several seeds planted and a number of individuals turned to Christ. Missionary to Costa Rica, Jeremy Clark, has led two teams into Nicaragua the past 2 years. As a church and field, these missionaries want to see a team begin ministry in Nicaragua by 2012. And finally, Crossroad Bible Institute continues to share the hope of Christ with inmates around the globe. This summer, they opened a distribution center in Quito, Ecuador, as a long-term discipleship ministry in the area. CBI's David Scheringa says the prison system there is corrupt and many inmates go without food.
In the third world situation, there's a shortage of excellent Bible study materials because they know that the prisoners need soap and medicine and food, but all of that is for nil if they don't have Jesus Christ.
So the indigenous director there, Aguirre, seeks to not only provide for the prisoners' physical needs, but spiritual too.
When you are totally ignored, totally an outcast, totally forgotten, when someone just comes in there with the hope of the gospel, to show them the love of Christ, to teach them God's truth, that can mean a world of difference for these folks.
CBI is in the process of opening more distribution centers around the world with indigenous leadership. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's making available two DVDs, Keys to the Middle East and the Storybook of Sat7, two high-end productions that will help you understand ministry in the Middle East a little better so you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.